You are now at Sima Kadi, on the ridge which separates the Seredine and Albiolo valleys. During World War I, this position was of considerable importance because it faced the Monticelli and Mount Tonale Oriental lines, as is still today testified to by the large numbers of fortifications along the peak and its lateral ridges. The most important wartime events in this area were those which took place in the summer of 1918. On 13 June that year, the Austrians attacked the Tonale Col in a large-scale offensive which was designed to take them directly onto the Po Plains. It was called the Lewine Expedition, Operation Avalanche, and saw fighting on the front Sima Kadi and Seredine lines. Subjected to fierce Austrian artillery fire, the Italian divisions managed to contain the offensive all the same. The Empire and H8217S soldiers had been considerably worn down by 4 years of war, and the shortages suffered by the civilian population was even more dramatic. The subsequent Italian action of 13 August 1918 shed blood in the Sima Kadi area once again. The ridge which linked this position with Mount Tonale Occidentale was entirely traversed by a long fortified footpath which gave access to a range of cave shelters and artillery emplacements. A wonderful cavern at 2,501 meters on the east side of Sima Kadi hosted an old 87C field gun directed at the Austrian Monticelli and Presina Basin positions. Pantaleo Cassisa, a 37-year-old sharecropper from Cuneo province, was sent to this area and mainly tasked with heavy manual work. This is what he wrote to his wife in faltering Italian, in December 1916. "Dear Rosina, just today I had to set to work and everything was covered by snow. I had to take timber, food and ammunition from morning to night up these mountains and with snow all around and bad weather. People who don't know the mountains can't understand, and so the territorial militia is not in danger from the enemy but from avalanches, because it is a matter of keeping access to these rocks at around 3,000 meters open at all times." In spring 1917, Cassisa obtained much hoped-for home leave, but he soon had to return to his company. Writing to his wife once again, he showed all his suffering for the extreme environment he was obliged to stay in. "My dear Rosa, you can't imagine how terrible I felt as soon as I got here. In this snow, in this impossible cold, where it feels like the winter has just started now, I'm suffering because after spending a month in that paradise and now having to go back to this hell.